And a third thing, we're going to go live to the news line right now because we have the MTA chairman, Pat Foy, joining us this morning with an update. Chairman Foy, good morning.
Morning, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing fine as we get back to work after a long weekend. What's the key thing? What's item number one on your desk right now?
Item number one is that ridership on subways and buses is increasing. Today is the first day of phase three in New York City. Continued progress in terms of stopping the spread of the virus. All good news. Last week, ridership on subways weekday hit 1.1 million, 1 million on buses. Those are pandemic highs and up significantly from the depths of the pandemic, but obviously far short of the 7.6 million customers that we would take on subways and buses on a average weekday pre-pandemic. We're prepared for the increase in ridership as we go into phase three. We are running now 100% of Manhattan bus service. We've added an overnight express bus, the B99, which will go between Midwood, Brooklyn, and the Upper West Side of Manhattan. We are synchronizing our Staten Island Railroad railway service with the Staten Island Ferry, which is now on a 15-minute schedule during the rush. So we will meet that. We're also running express service on the Staten Island Railway for the first time during the pandemic. And on Metro North, the west of Hudson service on Port Jervis and Pascack Valley lines will be a regular 100% weekday service. So we're prepared for the increase in customers. Customers on mass transit in New York State are required to wear a mask. Mask is clearly the most important thing our customers can do to protect themselves, their fellow commuters, and our employees. We've surveyed mask compliance physically, and on subways it's 95% and among our customers, and 100% of our employees. Stations continue to be disinfected, subway stations a couple of times in a 24-hour cycle. Subway cars are being disinfected multiple times. The same cleaning regime applies to buses, Metro North, and Long Island Railroad, where there is extraordinary disinfecting being done on a 24-hour basis every day.
Chairman Foy, as I hear you speak, I think two things that come to mind. One, you say the numbers are coming back, which of course is good, but will it be enough? Last we saw from Bloomberg, you were saying that there could be, or that the MTA could be out of cash by August. Is that still happening?
Well, just to be clear, we'll be out of federal cash on the first round of the federal funding. In the CARES Act, the MTA received $3.8 billion. That's about half the amount we're going to need to get through 2020. That round of federal funding will be exhausted next week, and we'll get the last installment of those payments in August. The HEROES bill, which is passed by the House of Representatives, thanks to Speaker Pelosi, Chair Nita Lowey, Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, and the entire New York City delegation, will provide, if passed by the United States Senate, an additional $3.9 billion for the MTA to get us through the remainder of 2020. I've described the situation as a financial four-alarm fire. That's how dire our financial situation is and how the need for that second round of funding is desperately needed by the MTA.
The second thing that I was thinking about, which is what everybody is thinking about, that even though overnight bus service is picking up a lot of the slack, people want to get back in the subways again overnight. And you have said that that can happen once the pandemic is over. Well, looking at those latest numbers, that's not very encouraging.
Well, I disagree. If you're talking, Wayne, about the ridership numbers, they continue to increase. If you're
pandemic
talking about,
numbers.
If you're talking about the financial situation, it's dire. Obviously, Governor Cuomo's had extraordinary success in stopping the spread of the virus, but there have been obviously spikes in other parts of the country, and we've got to be careful in New York City and New York State to avoid that. And the governor and his team are doing everything possible to avoid that.
Does that mean you're optimistic to bring back the overnight subway service soon?
Well, we're going to bring back, a couple of things. The reason that we did the 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. closures was to allow us to disinfect every station and every subway car on the regime that I just described. It also helps greatly to allow the City Department of Homeless Services and the NYPD to get services to the homeless and to place the homeless who want it in shelter. That program has been a success, and it's really important that the city, the mayor of the city, the NYPD, and the the Department of Homeless Services continue that work. We will continue the 1 a.m., 5 a.m. Closures while the pandemic continues.
All right. Chairman Pat Foy, we appreciate your update this morning. And New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, the three states, the only three states that are in the green on the national map of states that are showing significant and sustained improvement.